Welcome, deep divers. You know, we often think of Snapchat filters as just fun ways to add dog ears to our selfies.
Right.
But for brands, they're actually becoming this like really innovative marketing tool.
Oh, definitely.
So today we're doing a deep dive into how businesses are using these filters to, you know, really connect with audiences, boost their visibility, even drive sales and build loyalty.
Yeah.
We're digging into the smart strategies behind it all, based on insights from using Snapchat filters for brand promotion, innovative strategies over at the Marketing Tutor.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is that how these filters manage to go beyond just looking cool.
Mm.
They actually help build a really vibrant, memorable brand identity, not just through the visuals, but by creating this genuine feeling of connection, almost like co-ownership with the user.
That idea of co-ownership, yeah, that's pretty powerful. The source really hammers home making filters uniquely you, the brand. So how does something maybe simple like a coffee brand putting whimsical coffee cups on selfies,
yeah,
how does that create that instant recognition the source talks about?
Well, it's not just about being fun. It's about embedding your brand right into someone's personal moment, you know?
Okay.
It kind of creates this inside joke almost with your audience that, like, a standard ad just can't replicate.
Right.
And if brands are smart, they design these based on what their specific audience actually likes, maybe finding that out through surveys or focus groups. That way, the filters really resonate. They feel organic.
So this idea of the brand being embedded, where users almost become part of the brand's story, that leads us right into user-generated content, or UGC, which seems huge here.
Oh, absolutely huge.
How does that happen? How do users become like organic brand ambassadors just by using a filter?
Well, Snapchat as a platform just thrives on UGC, right? People sharing their own stuff.
Yeah.
So brands tap into that. A beauty brand, for instance, might encourage users, hey, share your look using our new filter and this specific hashtag. And suddenly, you've turned passive consumers into, well, active advocates, unpaid advocates, generating real buzz, building community, all without those massive traditional advertising costs.
That makes sense.
But crucially, brands need to monitor that content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it, maybe repost it, keep that momentum going.
Okay, so we've got identity, we've got community building, but let's talk about the bottom line. Does all this fun, all this sharing, actually translate into real revenue? Can a filter genuinely drive sales?
It absolutely can. And this is where brands get really clever.
How so?
They can embed special offers, maybe discounts, directly into the filter itself.
Really?
Yeah. Imagine like a restaurant designs a filter, and if you use it and share your meal, boom, you get a limited time discount.
Okay, that's smart.
Or even cooler, maybe a cosmetics brand creates a filter that lets you virtually try on their makeup. See how it looks on you before you even think about buying.
Wow, like a virtual mirror.
Exactly. It takes scrolling and turns it into active consideration. It sort of collapses the sales funnel, bringing that try before you buy experience right to your phone.
That is a powerful application. And the source also talks quite a bit about augmented reality, AR, going beyond just static images. How's that changing the game?
Yeah, AR takes it up a notch. It raises this important question about creating truly immersive experiences.
So what does that look like?
Well, think advanced features.
Ooh.
Like 3D animations. Maybe a home decor brand lets you use a filter to see how a virtual sofa looks in your actual living room.
Mm.
Or a beverage company lets you virtually mix a drink using their product. These aren't just gimmicks. They genuinely help reduce that hesitation people have when buying online.
Right, because you can't physically touch it or see it.
Exactly. How many times have you paused on buying something online because you just couldn't quite visualize it?
Yeah.
AR helps solve that.
It's pretty incredible tech. But, you know, the cynic in me always asks, how do brands actually measure the success of this? The ROI on something so experiential? Is it just about buzz?
No, definitely not just buzz. It really comes down to leveraging data. Snapchat has built-in analytics tools that are pretty sophisticated.
Okay.
They don't just track vague usage. They look at specifics like unlocks who accessed the filter and shares who actually used it and sent it on.
Ah, so not just views, but actual engagement.
Precisely. It gives a much clearer picture of how the creative is performing and how that might correlate to, say, website traffic or even sales lifts.
Mm-hmm.
Brands are constantly tweaking filters based on this data, maybe even A/B testing different versions.
Makes sense.
And another fascinating angle here is influencer collaborations.
Yeah.
Getting authentic partnerships could really amplify the reach. Like, imagine a gaming influencer promoting a new game filter to their huge dedicated audience.
Yeah, that co-creation aspect. Yep. So wrapping this up, it seems clear Snapchat filters are way more than just, you know, a bit of fun. They're this really dynamic mix of creativity, community building, and importantly, measurable marketing strategy. They're really changing how brands connect with you, their audience.
Absolutely. And it makes you think, right? With AR tech evolving so fast and user tastes always changing, how might brands use filters in the future? Maybe not just to promote, but to genuinely co-create their brand identity alongside their most passionate customers. What could that look like?